Blog Talk Radio. And better love. You are listening to the Truth to Power Show, and my name is Beverly, and we have with us tonight Dr. Craig Wright. And Dr. Craig Wright holds a PhD in metaphysics, and he has 40 years experience teaching and counseling. He is a master numerologist and a certified metaphysician, and it's always a pleasure to have the great doctor with us tonight. Dr. Wright, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure, as always.
Good evening, Beverly. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Kind of tell the people, what do you do, your website, and give us some little insight on what's going on before we get into some looking and seeing what's happening here.
Certainly. Be glad to. My website is craigewright.com, that's craigewright.com, and as you mentioned, I am a professional numerologist. The song that you're playing at the beginning of the show actually started my career. That show came out in 1976 by Roy Ayers on an album entitled Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and the lyrics were mesmerizing to me. Secrets of numbers, secrets of sound, secrets of wisdom. So I bought the album and read the cover, and I discovered the author of the song had read a book entitled In Search of the Third Eye. And that was my introduction into metaphysics and numerology. From there, I went on to study over the next 10 or 15 years at the Library of Congress, gathering any material I could find about the secrets of numbers. And eventually I was able to start to share the information with others. And that's how a practice grew. My practice grew from there. People discovered my expertise and asked me to share it.
And you were already good with numbers. Anyway, you know how some people like spelling and some people like numbers. So it just made it that much easier for you because you were already really good with numbers.
Yeah, I showed a skill for math and science early in the seventh grade, and my parents decided to develop that skill to prepare me to become an engineer. So, yeah, I was very well prepared to work with figures, but numbers are different from figures. This is what I discovered as a numerologist. And I'd like to use an example. If I hold up a bottle of water, one bottle of water, and I say, I have one bottle of water, that would be a quantity of one, a measurement, a quantity. But if I look a little closer, Beverly, at the label, and I say Deer Park is number one, now I'm no longer talking about a quantity. I'm talking about a quality. At least in my opinion, that they're the best.
Right.
Number one, they're the best.
Right.
We just had a football game, and the Rams are number one. They won the Super Bowl. So that's the difference between figures and numbers. We use the same term. We still say number one, but one of those refers to a quantity, the other a quality. And as a numerologist, I reveal to people spiritual qualities associated with the letters in their name and the numbers in their birthday. So you may ask, well, why you pick that? You could pick their address, their phone number. Why are you picking the name of your birthday? Well, as a numerologist, I from the information that I've been able to study and glean from the Egyptian masters, numerology is based on the belief that we were created by the Word of God. And words are symbolized with letters and numbers. Right now, vibrating the air. But if I say hi, that would be H-I. Those are symbols for that vibration. it starts in grade school. The teacher says, that's the A sound, boys and girls. And, you know, they give us the symbols for the vibration. So long story short, since we were created by the Word of God, the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday are symbols for the Word of God that created us. I know that sounds overly simplified, but you know, like you said, I've been studying this for over 40 years now, and we are literally the living Word.
Interesting. And so, you know, they say numbers never lie. So, you know,
that's what they say.
It doesn't matter what the words say. Is if you add it up with the numbers, then you get a whole different language. Or
that's correct.
How would you call it?
When it comes to letters, every letter can be transformed or converted into a number. Mm-hmm. And it's based on where it falls in the alphabet. So A would be a number one. The letter B is a number two. C is a number three. And that's how you give the letters numbers. In the case of a double digit, like the letter V in Beverly, the 22nd letter, you add 2 plus 2. So V would be a number four. And there's a free conversion chart on my website if you want to take a look at that. And they're very easy to make. A conversion chart for folks who want to know how do I turn letters into numbers so I can get this information? You just start with a piece of paper. You write the numbers 1 through 9 across the paper. And under the number 1, you write the letters A, J, and S. Okay, so A, J, or S would have a value of 1. And from there, you just complete the alphabet. Your first line will go from A up to the letter I under the 9. You start with the J under the 1, and this line will go up to the letter R, the 18th letter. And you start with the S, and then it will go up to the letter Z. It's only 26 letters, so that's under the number 8. 2 plus 6 would be 8. So you turn the letters into numbers, and then you just look and see what the numbers mean. You see, the answers that numerology has been around some 4,000 years. So the answers are already mm-hmm. there. I'm not a mystic. I'm not a psychic. I don't peer through a crystal ball. I'm a researcher, an analyst, a scientist, and I've studied these symbols started off as hieroglyphics. Before there were letters, people used symbols to convey information, just as we use letters now for words. And the numbers had meanings. The number 1 is leadership. 2 is peace, harmony, cooperation. 3 is expression, youth, abundance. 4 stands for work and order. 5 is freedom and change. 6 is responsibility and service. 7 is faith and wisdom. That's my number, my birthday, my name, my vow total, my year. 8 is money and power, and 9 is selfless giving. So it's only 9 numbers. After 9, we go to 10. That's a 1 and a 0. Been there, done that. And in numerology, mm-hmm. 0 is a symbol for God. Mm-hmm. So there's only 9 numbers. Now, there's another set of 9 numbers that are duplicates. So instead of a 1, you have an 11. Instead of a 2, a 22. Right on down the line, a 3, a 33. All the way down to 9, you have a 99. And those double digits are called master numbers. still, you know, it's only nine, digits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy to master. The answers are already there. They've been there 14th. Numero uno has been numero uno for over 4,000 years. So if it shows up as your day of birth, if you're born, for example, on the 1st, the 10th, the 19th, or the 28th, you're a numero uno. The 1st, the fastest, the top, the best. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be self-employed. The boss usually tries to fire the number one, so they end up, you know, having to have their own business.
So, well, can a person or a situation change if you, this, for instance, like we have different calendars. And so if one person is going on the Mayan calendar and somebody else is going on another calendar, will that change the result, or how does that work? You know, we got different. Some
well,
people
each
say
calendar
you start in January. Go ahead.
Each calendar, you know, whatever the example it may be, like the Mayan calendar, or we just started the Chinese New Year. Each calendar can be translated into the calendar that we normally use. I don't even know the name of it. the Greek
I
calendar.
It.
I don't know what it's called.
But
each
yeah.
in order. When I have clients from different cultures, I have to translate it into terms that I work with. Okay, so any date can be translated into the terms I can work with. It's like having a translator. I can speak to you in any language as long as I have a translator that's communicating to me in a language that I can understand so I can share with you.
Doesn't throw
anything off or change anything. Just have to translate it to whatever that happens to be.
So if I'm in the time, let's say I'm in Africa and it's daylight where you at and it's nighttime where I'm at, it would just be the energy. I'm in that energy of that number. Is that how it works?
Well, I'll put it this way.
Okay.
There's a physical manifestation of light that travels from east to west. We call it the sun. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual energy is the opposite. It starts in the west and moves to the east. But with that said, when we're talking about these numbers, remember, they're symbols for energy or vibrations. It's much like a composer will use a letter for a note. We'll say we're going to do this in the key of C. They'll say, what scale is this? Well, print that, give me that sheet music. And they'll use letters for notes and numbers for timing. So when we're talking about these numbers in the different parts of the world, if it's daytime over there, it might be as we're speaking right now, I'm on the East Coast. So it's 9 p.m. here. Where you are, it's 6 p.m. So in 3 hours, I'm going to be moving into the next energy phase. So the energy is going to be changing for me. It's going to be changing for me, but it's going to be the same for you. Okay, so it's a wave of energy. A wave of energy. You can think of it, if you will, the earth is spinning, so you're going to spin this way and come into this energy. You can look at it that way. But it's similar to, we have high pressure and low pressure in the atmosphere. We have spiritual emanations that change. Mm-hmm. Vibrations. We can feel it. When someone walks in a room, they can change the energy or the vibration in that room. Everybody can feel that. Well, there are universal vibrations. For example, this year, 2022, 2 plus 0 and 22 adds up to 24, and 2 plus 4 is 6. And the number six is a symbol for service, domesticity, family, marriages. We have a lot of marriages this year. You see, the crafters of the holy text, the Bible, for example, also the circle seven, the Quran, but I'll use the Bible because the story is so popular, about six vats of water being turned into wine. That's a great story. It was a great master. But when you're a numerologist, your ear perks about the number six. So that story is telling us about the six. First of all, his mother told him to do it. So sixes have an internalized parent figure. What does that mean? We're going to be, the universe is going to be guided by right. They're going to be guided by an internalized parent figure, and people will be choosing light over darkness this year. Also, if we study the story, it was at a wedding. So there's going to be a lot of marriages this year. But the main thrust of the story was the rescue. When the water was turned to wine, it was a rescue mission, and the guy saved face. He wasn't embarrassed by his community. So what does that mean? The focus is going to be on community and healing and rescuing, which is going to be a great energy in terms of healing the infrastructure and getting some service things taken care of. The focus is going to be right here, domestic. People are going to be looking right in their own home to solve problems and difficulties.
It's yeah, also you could a great see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. It's also a great entrepreneur vibration. The number 24, I call it the family entrepreneur vibration. So you're going to have a lot of people saying, well, I'm not going back to work. I'm going to start my own business this year.
Yeah. That's
a lot of that
too.
Going on.
Yes. So that's great. That's great. So, you know, when you just break everything down to a number and you kind of have a fuller understanding of what's going on. So a person can kind of break. What's the difference between the numbers with your name and the numbers with your birthday? Is there a difference or they all work together?
Well, yes, there is a difference. But as you put it so well, they still work together. The letters in our name are our blueprint, what we've come to do. Letters in the name, blueprint. The numbers in our birthday are the tools that we use to complete our mission. So they work together. If you look at it from another perspective, like the prophet Jeremiah, each of us has a contract with God before we're formed in the womb. The numbers in your birthday is God's part of the deal. Those are our spiritual gifts. Our spiritual gifts are right there in the birthday. We don't have to be like Mike. We are all given spiritual gifts. We have to develop those gifts. Heck, even Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team before he got serious about it. Okay, so the numbers in the birthday, spiritual gifts, the letters in our name, that's the hard part. That's our part of the contract. That's what we promise back. So that's a little harder to accomplish. But that's what we're working on. The letters in our name reveal our destiny or our blueprint. Would you like to have an example of how that works?
Yes. I know what my what my working name. I just use my first name. And so, but go ahead.
Well, the name Beverly.
Give an example.
The name Beverly. Mm-hmm. If you turn the letters into numbers. So B is a 2, second letter of the alphabet. E is going to be a 5, fifth letter. V is a 4. E is a 5. R is a 9. L, the 12th letter, is a 3, and Y is a 7. If you add that up. 9, 18, 28, and 9 is 37. Okay, let me try that again. It's 9, 60, 26, no, 35. Beverly is a 35.
Five.
A number 8. Okay. number eight. And the number eight literally means, as it is above, so it is below. It's made up of two circles, one on top of the other. As it is above, so it is below. Well, in numerology, Beverly, zero, that circle, is a symbol for God. In fact, the only two numbers you can write over and over and over without lifting your pen are zero and the number eight. So eight, such as yourself, this is your, you follow me? If you, you can just do a zero round and round and round and round. Never lift your pen.
Right. Right.
Eight, you can do circle eight the same way. Circle eight, never lift your pen. That's the only two numbers you can do that with. So it means eight have the ability to channel heavenly power to the earthly plane. As it is above, so it is below. So what does that mean? It means you're a boss. Eights are the boss. They call the shots. If you turn the eight on the side, it's a symbol for infinity. So as a number eight, eights have wide-angle vision. So they can see what everybody else can't. That, so that's why if they use that gift to benefit everyone, which is that wide-angle vision, they'll be able to lend leadership and direction to get things done quicker, faster, more efficiently, and under budget.
Okay.
That's the number eight.
All righty.
To be the boss. So you didn't, that means you didn't come here to be baking cookies and barefoot present in the kitchen. You came here to have a business, to be the boss, to call the shots. That's the number eight. And when we're talking about spiritual qualities, gender doesn't matter. That's usually a cultural thing anyway. But there are many stories about eights in the scripture. The one that comes to mind is Moses. Moses was a number eight. The name Moses was a number eight. In fact, it was a number 17, which is your vowel total. Two E's, fifth letter, that's 10. Y is a 7. The 25th letter is a 7, 2 plus 5. So like Moses, you are here to be a leader, to provide direction and leadership, to make sure things stay on a moral course. And what did Moses do? Moses went right to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." You know what that's called, Beverly?
What is it?
That's called speaking truth to power.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can't make that up.
That's called speaking truth to power. That's what Moses did. You didn't go to Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. Nobody went to Pharaoh and stepped to Pharaoh with that kind of stuff. Pharaoh would have your head, your mama's head, take everything you own and just wipe your name from history. Anybody who ever mentioned your name, the same thing would happen to them. So when you talk about speaking truth to power, didn't get any more intense than that. But that's what you are here to do as a 17, and that's what you're doing. That's the name of the energy that you're putting out there, speaking truth to power. So that's how that works. See, the so what does that mean? That means you are keeping your contract with God. That's what that means. You're keeping your contract.
It also means
when you get angry, people will get out of your way.
Yeah. I try not to go there.
Yeah, that's the only thing about, that's the only thing 17s have to be cautious of, because that's what kept Moses out of the promised land.
Yeah, I stay out of that energy as much as I can. You're right about that. All righty, we do have some hands that's raised here. Awesome. So Okay, let's see what we have here. 404-453.
Hey, right on, Sister Bear. Good show. My man, you right on with
all
them
right.
With them numbers. And plus you said something that I correspond with sound. And see, I'm more in the sound, man, because people don't realize when the Most High said what the word and the word was God, that sound. See, a lot of people don't understand that.
That's
so
right.
The whole universe means a convergence of sound. So I figured that out, so I had to check my sound, how I talk to people, because I used to get into arguments with everybody. I kept wondering what the hell going on, why I'm arguing with everybody. So then I started checking sound. So I had to change my tone and my sound, what I'm emitting to people when I talk to people. So I try to stay at 520 hertz, man. That's the natural sound of the earth. You know about 520 hertz, right?
You are. I know that I'm talking to a master teacher who has the ability to use sound to create moods and atmospheres, and I want to encourage you to use your gift. When is your birthday?
10/12/1957. So okay. I did my whole number.
The number 10.
Well, I'm going to let you see.
Number 10.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The number 10 makes you a leader and a pioneer. Okay? So don't expect anyone, except maybe me, to be cheering you on. People are going to tell you what you came here to do is impossible. The 12 called the number of the genius. That means there's going to be times everybody thinks you're wrong, but you're going to be the only one that's right. Your year is a number 22. That's called the master builder and the globalist. So your ideas are going to have a global impact. When we add your month, your day, and your year together, it adds up to the number 44, and that's called the master liberator and the speaker of truth and the prophet. Martin Luther King Jr. was a 44, and so was Nelson Mandela. So you've come here to liberate us with your wisdom and knowledge of sound. I want to encourage you to write as well, because something you write can easily make it to the big screen. And this is your year. And September is your month.
Wow, brother, you got me speechless, man.
You are an old soul, my brother. You are a master. You are a master soul and a genius. And I'm just encouraging you to use the information to the highest good. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to understand what you're doing. They're going to think you're just making songs.
I hear you, my man, because you added on some more.
You're a prophet,
what I already
brother. You're a liberator. Liberate us. Set us free.
Wow, man. You about to you done bust my brain open, huh, man? Well, I'm just going to mute myself,
right,
my man.
Okay.
Yes, man.
He
added on some more flavor to me, man.
Keep writing.
Yes, he did.
Keep using that music. You're making a difference. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Just as you were able to change your tone, the music that you put out can change the vibration of the planet. When you hear that hip-hop and those vibrations that are going out there, it's creating the madness. It's creating the
chaos.
You're
right, man.
It's feeding
the
chaos.
Don't tell you something.
And God has sent someone here who knows about it and knows what to do. And I want to encourage you to reach out and find your counterparts. There are people trying to do the same thing all over the planet, and I believe you are here to pull them together.
I hear you, brother. Because, so see, speaking of music, what they did in the 90s, all the music that we grew up on, 50s and 60s, was love music, man. Then,
yeah,
what I found out in 1978, that's when they flipped the tone of music, man. They lowered the vibration to 440 hertz. And that's when the music, when people are going crazy, man, with the sound of this music, man. But, hey, I'm going to let somebody else talk, my man, because you got to email. I get your email at the end of the show or something, man. You deep, bro.
All right, I'm looking for you. I'm looking for your YouTube show. I'm looking for your YouTube show when you are addressing all the young musicians out there and opening their eyes to how they are self-destructing.
Yeah, you got that right, bro.
That's
I mean,
job,
some
bro.
Of the music. So this
That's
new music,
job.
Man, I could
you
tell
came
when,
to do.
I could tell when the music bad, man, because it irritates me and everybody
vibration.
Else. That's when they flip out. Yeah, because they flip the tone.
You
got to
get it out there and teach it. Teach it. Let it be known.
Yes, sir.
Bring it to life.
Yes, sir.
Speak
yes,
that
sir.
Word.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it, my man. You just opened me up, man, with some more stuff, bro. I appreciate it, man. I'm going to mute
yeah.
myself to the bell. Let him,
okay.
let him read somebody
okay.
else. Man. He read me like a book,
okay.
man. Appreciate it.
He sure did. He sure did. Thank you. And you know, Dr. Wright, we called him the general. And
this
he works with
prophet.
Electricity, too. Yes. Because
yeah.
he comes on and he be saying things. And people, you know, you can feel people like, what is he talking about? But he be right
yes.
on it. So you
yes.
read him good. You read him good. Okay, let me open up this other line.
336-350. 336. Grand Rising. Sister Bear.
Grand Rising, Mama AC. Yes.
Brother West. You better take that to the bank, to your Fort Knox bank, brother, I'm proud of you for saying that to Brother West. Did you hear me now, Brother West? Did you hear him? You better make sure that you archive that, because he's on the money. I've been wanting to tell you that, but I can't get through to you on your phone, but it's all good. It was time for you and the world to hear that. Okay. I'm proud of you, sir, for making sure that brother knew this. Anyway, I want to say thank you. I'm calling you from Tucson, Arizona, the Gables Resort, and that number 8 is so major. In my life, I'm not going to cry, but thank you. I'm going to go back and listen to the explanation of the number 8 because I'm researching on something, and you just told me what I heard about leadership, the number 8, and who this number represents and why
yeah.
this particular person told me that he was an 8 and used as many 8s in his resting spot as possible. Now, my name, I came to the planet, I chose Robert Lee Paris. I was born in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona at 8:01 a.m. July 1, 1952.
Okay, 7/1/52.
Mm-hmm.
Each number
yes,
in your birthday, 7/1 in 1952, that adds up to 17. Mm-hmm. 1 + 9 + 5 = 2. You with me?
I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm adding up your year, 1952. 1 and 9 is 10. 5 and 2 is 7. 10 and 7 is 17. So your month is a 7. Your day is a number 1. in your year is a number 8. 17 to be exact. So those are your gifts. 7 is a number of faith. On the 7th day, God rested. So 7 is the quiet time by themselves to think, to analyze, to ponder.
Oh, okay. I cannot hardly hear you. Say that again.
Talking about your gifts. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, sir. We can hear you better.
Okay, great, great. Each of the numbers in your birthday is a symbol for a gift. The sum of those numbers is also a symbol. So I'm going to start with your month, the number 7. 7 is the number of faith and wisdom. So those are gifts that God gave you. Your mind is sharp. Your intuition is second to none. And you're not afraid to wait for what you want, because faith is the assurance of things unseen. So you have been given the gift of being a mountain mover. The number 1, everybody knows what that means. The first, the fastest, the best. So this will give you the gift of being an individual and give you an opportunity to be self-employed and to have things, to have the ability to give leadership and direction. Right? The number, your year is a number 8. We talked about that all night. That seems to be the number of the night, the number 8. Money, power, authority, being the boss. So that's another gift that you have. Faith, leadership, and executive ability. 7, 1, and 8. Your faith, your leadership, and your executive ability. When we add it all up, 7 plus 1 and 8, that adds up to 16, and 1 plus 6 is 7. So not only is it your month, but when we add your month, day, and year, it's also the number 7. What does that mean? Well, it means you're a thinker. Your gift is your mind. You won't take things at face value. You like to analyze things. It also means you're a minister. It doesn't matter if you have a church or wear a robe. 7 is the number of the minister. In ancient times, when the 7 showed up, you would have been taken from your home. It wouldn't have been a kidnapping. It would be a great honor. And raised in the temple as a high priestess and assigned scribes to follow you around and write down everything you say. So 7 is a number of wisdom. You're here to become an expert and to uncover truths, to share those truths with a waiting world. So along with your ability to analyze and think and discover truths, you're also a communicator and someone who knows how to write. But you're going to be challenged to stand on your own and be a leader. You may even have your own church.
Get out of Dodge.
That is so on point.
I am so, sir, well, I don't have an email and all of that like the other people here who are knowledge like that. However, Sister Bev, please share my number, sir. Just reach out. Because there's so much that I just really do not want to say over the phone. The others are screaming. You don't
Spirit
need to share that right
me.
Now.
Spirit is urging me to share some good news with you.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how long the battle's been going on, but it's about to be over, and you're going to be victorious. And we're talking January and March. That's when
wow.
the financial blessing will be yours in March.
Thank us. Okay, like Brother West said, I can resume this later. Let somebody else roll in. I thank
God. God bless you.
Thank us. All right.
She's about to receive the reward for work she did when she was very, very young, almost when she was a child, being of service, taking care of others, that she's going to reap what she has sown and reap abundantly.
Yes.
And real soon.
Okay. All right. That's right awesome. Here. Uh-huh. Let's go to 256-473. 256. We hear you. Hello.
Hi.
You have a question for Dr. Craig?
Yes, I do. It's actually about, I was trying to figure out the numbers for my name or my birthday. What does that determine my life path for?
The letters in your name are called the destiny number or the expression number, and it's your promise to the Creator. You see, we are not physical beings having occasional spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a temporary physical experience. The numbers in our birthday reveal the tools we brought with us, and the letters in our name reveal what we came here to do. There's things we can only do when we're in the flesh. When we're in spirit, which is our natural state, we're not tested the way we are here. So we come here to have experiences and to learn and to grow, and it's all revealed. You know, it's like an owner's manual. When you buy a new car or you buy something, it comes with an owner's manual. Well, we come with the owner's manual, and the information is revealed by the letters in our name and the numbers in our birthday. And this is a service that I provide for people. I do two different types of readings. I have an introductory reading. That's a type report. It goes about between 9 and 15 pages. And I also have an advanced reading that's a recording. So I'm doing samples tonight. What is your first name?
Kimberly.
K-I-M?
B-E-R-L-Y.
Thank you. That's 2942593710. I converted the letters into numbers. Now I'm adding them up. That's 11, 10, 22, 31, 41. 4 plus 1 is 5. The number 5 stands for freedom and change. Okay? Freedom and change. What does that mean? Working 9 to 5 is going to be a little difficult for you. 5 is like travel, adventure, excitement, sales, things that don't tie them down. Okay? So part of your promise to the Creator was to be independent and to express freedom. When is your birthday?
It is November 5th, 1970.
There's November what?
November 5th, the 5th.
Boom.
1970.
Boom. There's that number again. Number 5. Okay. That's significant. That's very significant. But before I go there, why don't you fill the listeners in to what did you mean when you said, oh, my God, when I told you about the number 5?
Because I am in a 9 to 5. And I'm frustrated. I've been frustrated for years because I know I'm supposed to be doing something else. I know I'm not supposed to be stuck in it. And I don't want to say I've been stuck, but it's like, what do I do to get out of this?
Well, let's take a look at your gifts, okay? The fact that your day is also a 5 means God has given you the gift of freedom. So when you say, what do I do? There's something called stepping out on faith. Something called stepping out on faith.
Got it.
And I'm not recommending you jump out of a plane without a parachute, but You said, I know I'm supposed to be doing something different. Well, if you know that, then that tells me you have a little clue of what that something different might be. Yes?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Maybe a
yes.
Bit?
You are correct.
That's
you
what
correct.
I'm talking about.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. So when the name and the birthday match, okay, it's a contract. God saying, Kimberly, I'm going to give you the gift of freedom. Boom. You said, okay, God, when I get here, I'm going to be free. Thank you for that gift. I'm going to be whatever you want me to be. The 11 indicates you're here to teach, to be an example for others, and to illuminate the path. It's called the master-teacher vibration, and it also gives you a direct connection to God. The 11-5 often can lead to life and death situations where you discover that God is real early in life. And you have a direct connection. And so the question is, are you going to listen to God? Or are you going to listen to what everybody else is saying?
Mm.
That's what it's going to come down to. Because not only are you here to be free, you're also here to be a writer. I don't know if you're writing yet or sharing what you write, but that comes with the number 11. Now, your year, that's the number of the night, 1970. 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0 adds up to 17, and 1 plus 7 is 8. Okay? That's, there it is again. So we've been talking about what, as it is above, so it is below. So God is using me tonight to communicate to all the eights, this is not your battle, you're doing my battle. I sent Moses to Pharaoh. I told Moses what to say. I made those miracles happen. You just got to show up.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Show out.
Excuse
show
me, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I don't even talk like that. I'm sorry. But I just told God to use me, and that's what he does. Yeah. So you can hold back if you want to, but you have the power and the gifts, or maybe it's just not time yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Moses had to go up to the mountaintop first before it was time to leave. And that always means prayer, meditation. But believe me, you're a very powerful soul. The things you've been through have built your faith. If you decide to use your gift and share what's happened, make your test become your testimony, you too can influence the planet. And what you write can make it to the big screen.
Wow.
What is it that you've been feeling like you'd like to do?
Well, you are amazing because I've been writing.
Awesome.
I've been thinking about a children's book, but I write poetry. I wrote a script
awesome.
One time and just put it away. I didn't even get back to it. But I do write, and
it's time to get back
to. I like herbal medicine as well.
You're a healer.
Yeah.
You're a healer, no doubt about that. Now, here's what I'm seeing as that can become a challenge of what you came to do. All right? You may be saying, yes, I know I'm a butterfly, but I have these responsibilities. I can't take this risk. I have to take care of so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. I can't afford to do that. Well, guess what? You can take care of people even better if you use your gift for freedom and your ability to communicate and write. That's what you came here to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you can't avoid being of service, but you can't fulfill what you came here to do until you have the abundance that you know is waiting for you. And it's not going to come from work for somebody else. I
You're
guarantee
so right.
you. So I want to encourage you that this is, and I want to let you know that this is your year. Sometimes when God wants us to do something, and he's saying, jump, jump, but we won't jump, he'll just shoot the plane out the sky. And in June, there's going to be something that's going to say, okay, game over. And in July, it's game on. So I don't know where you work or what you do, but it's a possibility. It could come to an end in June.
Right.
because of what you came here to do is not tied to what you're doing. So what I'm telling you is get ready to jump. Pack your parachute. Get ready, because in July, it's going to be game on. What you came here to do, your soul is going to manifest it, ready or not. A lot of times, our soul will move forward, and our mind isn't ready for stuff. But in July, your soul is moving forward with this game plan. It just can't hold back anymore. You're going to be working with children, writing books. You know, the stuff you write, it can be, you could be like, I don't even know, like Sesame Street, how they create characters and stuff. Yeah, that type of impact, a global impact is what you came here to manifest.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carla. I got to move on, but you know what you got to do.
I do. I'm going to schedule a reading with you. Is his information on your page?
Yes, it is. I have his website there. But also, give it out, Dr. All Right. Give your information out.
It's www.craigewright.com. That's C-R-A-I-G, the letter E, W-R-I-G-H-T.com.
Thank you for calling in, caller. Mm-hmm. And
Beverly, I must say, you have some very powerful souls tuning into your show. Shakers and movers.
Oh yes, this is just a little of them. You haven't even heard from some of them. Oh wow! Oh yes, we're gonna take a musical break, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
That was John Coltrane, Equinox. And this is Truth to Power, and you are listening to Dr. Craig Wright is with us. And as they used to say, he's the real McCoy. And Dr. Wright, I have a I have someone in the chat room, and they want to know, can you, their birthday is 7/14/1963.
Okay, well, this individual is a gifted speaker and writer. Actually had a previous lifetime as a scribe, where they were exposed to literature, music, the law, medicine, holy texts. But like many scribes, they weren't allowed to talk about it. Many scribes, they were sworn to secrecy, if you will. But in this lifetime, you won't be able to stop this individual from expressing themselves. In fact, they came here to rock the boat, if you will. Five is a number of change. And when you're born on the 14th, 1 plus 4 is 5, it means you are here to deliver inspired messages to the world. And many 14s are writers. The number 7, as I mentioned before, is a number of faith. So we have faith and wisdom. We have the ability to communicate and write to become a change agent. In the year 19, 1 plus 9 is 10. 6 and 3 is 9. That's a 19. Most famous 19 was Malcolm X. So the 19 gives the gift of being a leader of the masses. So that's the three gifts: faith and wisdom, the ability to communicate, be a change agent, and to be a leader of the masses. When we add it all up, 7 and 14 is 21. 21 and 19 is 40. Now, that number shows up a lot in the Bible. 40 days, 40 nights, 40 years in the desert, being tested 40 days and 40 nights. Well, in numerology, zero is a symbol for God. So when the zero shows up, as it does here in someone's birthday, it's like Star Wars. The Force is with you. The number 4 means... The number 4 means order. So whenever you see the number 40 in the Bible, it means God is establishing a new order. And so when we're talking about this individual, whoever they may be, the 5 makes them a change agent, but the 40 indicates they are establishing the orderliness of God wherever they go. So this person could be like an efficiency expert. They could be like someone, a traveling accountant, or a consultant, someone who likes movement, doesn't like to stay in one place, but wherever they go, they're bringing order with them. So they'll be known, when people see them coming, they'll be known. people will often think the number 40 is stubborn or strict. But the gift is having the ability to manifest your ideas. You see, the Bible says God created the earth on the 4th day. So, great story. But when you're a numerologist, it tells you, all things come into physical manifestation under the number 4. So when you're a number 40, you're the person who can get things done, make sure things arrive on time, you write the rules, the regulations, and lay down the law. That's what number 40s do.
All righty. Okay. They said thank you. Okay. So we're gonna go to 706-202. 706-202.
Hotep and better love, Sister Bev.
Oh, Hotep, Kwame.
Yes, and good evening, Dr. Wright. Everything is in divine order. This is a full moon. And in the full moon, everything is brought to light. And he's brought light to all of those who he defined their numerology and their mission and purpose. And it's really been interesting to listen to the conversation, because we talked about Moses and we talked about, you know, the Pharaoh and Moses. And the thing of it is, the Pharaoh that Moses was challenged with was Ramesses II. And if we look at today, right now, Ramesses II is in Houston, Texas. His mummy is in Houston, Texas. And the part of that is that this alignment that we're having from as above, so below, is brought forth a very important alignment, which is Pluto and Capricorn, which is going to be on the 2/22/2022, the 248 years that it takes Pluto to come back to a sign. And this is the same time that 1776, the Constitution was signed and put into. And so what we're seeing with these energies as above and these alignments is that we're now at the end of that 2,160 years, and we're moving out of the Pisces to Aquarian age. And so
yes, it's,
like I said, it was divine order. And for me, my name is Kwame Sunhorse, and that's my spirit name, in which, you know, Malcolm says, dogs and slaves are named by their masters, real men name themselves. I took on my spirit name because Kwame was in the Akan tradition. I was born on Saturday. I'm a defender of the past, one who brings peace to troubled waters. That is my day name. And then Sunhorse was given to me as Sunkawankawi. It's because the spiritual path that I chose was to follow both the African and my indigenous. And so those are the two names that I choose to use to identify myself as. My family knows me as birth name, but for me on my spiritual path, Kwame Sunhorse is who I am. And so I was born this month, 2/24/1951. And so I'll hear what you have to say about those numbers.
Okay, how do you spell Kwame?
K-W-A-M-E.
K, that's 5/7/8/17. I'm not surprised. That's the number of the night. There's no getting away from that number. And 1 + 7 = 8. So we've been talking about that a lot, the alignment, as it is above, so it is below. Number 8 are here. God utilizes the number 17 to speak truth to power, to go where the brave dare not go. God expresses power and authority through the number 17. Muhammad Ali was born the 17th. Michael Jordan was born the 17th. So this number bespeaks power, strength, and fearlessness. Okay, that's the 17th. Sunhorse, sun is a 9, horse is 8, 17, and 6, 23, 29. And that's the number 11. The number 11 is associated with light. When you add 9 and 29, it's the number 38. And the 38 is attributed with being a visionary, being able to connect with spirit in such a manner in which you will know things are going to happen before they do. You'll see signs, visions. You might want to keep something. You can record your dream state, keep something near your sleeping area so you can get everything down, because it's going to be very vivid. It's also an entrepreneur vibration, which will call you to have your own business. When we add together 17 and 38, it adds up to 55. And like all double digits, the number 55 is a master number. It is master of law and master of religion. the number 55 is called Master of Divine Will. As it is above, that's divine law. So it is below, that's man's law. So 55, many of them are preachers, and some of them are lawyers. Some of them are both. The number 55, story of the 55 is King Arthur. King Arthur was the 55, the boy king, the only one that could pull the sword from the stone. So as Kwame Sunhorse, you're here to be a leader. You're here to be an entrepreneur. You're here to speak truth to power. That's what all 17s are here to do. That was Beverly's vow total, E-E-Y. That's her 17. And the 55 usually will be self-employed. It's very rare a 55 will work for someone else. If you do, they'll try to fire you. The boss has to get rid of the 55, or you'll end up with the job or her job if they don't get rid of you. Of course, they'll come up with some other reason. Now, that's your name. That's your promise. When you took on this name, when you name yourself, when you listen to your spiritual guide, you name yourself, that's what you took on. So let's look at the gifts that you have to accomplish this, and that's going to be in your birthday. The first is the number 2, which is patience, cooperation, diplomacy, and tact. So that's the velvet glove over that 17. Okay, people miss it, but Moses was a murderer. Moses did a 187 and was on the land when God called him. He was hiding out. Because 17 is because it's a number of power. When your gift is power and you're dealing with being able to channel the power of God to the earthly plane, then, you know, sometimes you get a little angry. That's the issue you're going to have when you have power as your gift. So that 2, that's going to enable you to work with others, to be gentle, to put a velvet glove over their fists, to see ways to make things happen and to bring people together. That's what the number 2 does. Okay? Brings people together. It's a joining number. So you may have people who can't stand each other, but everybody loves Sunhorse, that Sunhorse guy. All right, well, he said we should be there. I'll be there. That's the number 2. That's your gift, diplomacy. The 24, 2 plus 4 is 6. That's the number of the servant. And the scripture says the greatest among you will be the servants. So you're a great soul. You have been given the gift of counseling, nurturing, giving advice, and rescuing people in need. The number 24 loves the family so much, I call it the family entrepreneur vibration. You came here to establish an industry to hire your family, and it's going to live on beyond you. And you have a big picture up on the wall saying, great, great, granddaddy, Kwame, he started all this back in the day. So follow through with your entrepreneurial ideas and be prepared. Look for that grandson or someone who's going to be following you around. They're going to want you to pass them the baton to keep this thing going. Now, your year adds up to 16, 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 6. And that bespeaks you've entered a phase where you could achieve fame from your abilities. The 16 can bring fame wherever it shows up. But it's a warning vibration. See, 1 plus 6 is 7. So what that means is you have a direct connection to God and the ability to tap into the Holy Spirit and to hear your inner voice. Like prophets talk about from the old days, you're one of them. As the host said, you're the real McCoy. But you have to remember that power, where that power is coming from, and keep your ego and arrogance and pride in check, because that will ruin everything. Also, it's time to take paper to pen to start getting your knowledge down and writing it down, because it may not be for the people who are here now, but it has to be written down for those who are coming in. Because you're an expert at what you do. Also, I want Spirit to tell me to encourage you to continue to work out and exercise and get on your bicycle and hike and jog and go swimming, and because it's vital that you keep your temple well to receive the energy, the vibrations, so that you can begin to transmit. If you haven't written that book yet, I'd be very surprised. It might be more than one. You may have it written around, but just haven't started, you know, sharing it yet. That's a possibility with someone with your energy, because the information is so new. You might be thinking, well, they're not ready for this. And Spirit's telling me to tell you, it doesn't matter. It's ready or not. It's a ready or not type of situation. Okay, 48-2. And it's time. This is your time to move forward to affect your change, and May is your month. This is your year. May is your month.
Okay. Well, thank us.
All right, Kwan.
You know, and he's definitely on point, because I've been retired now for the past 17 years, and, you know, I have not worked nobody's job. I've just done the spiritual work that Creator has allowed me to do and be of service to the people. So,
are you sharing your writings?
Yes, and that's what I do. And it,
awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. You're like a reflector. You have the ability to translate spiritual energy into a form that the rest of us can understand. Through your writing, your speaking, your poetry, there's a way you have of communicating, through all those mediums. So I just want to encourage you to reflect. Not only should you absorb the light, I want to encourage you to reflect that light that you are receiving, and to illuminate the path for the rest of us.
All right. Well, I appreciate love you for that, my brother. And, you know, Creator gives each of us a gift, and yours is one in which helps to show us what we were in our mitochondria DNA, what is in you, and this is the vibration of the numerology. So thank us.
Thank us.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, let's go to 617-959. 617.
Greetings.
Greetings. Better love.
Better love. Okay. Do I start with my name?
Okay.
My name is Jasheba. That's spelled J-A. S is in Sam, H, I, B is in boy, A.
Okay, 1118921. You have a lot of number ones in your name, which bespeaks leadership. Four of them, as a matter of fact. T and 9 is 23, which indicates you are perhaps one of the most independent souls on the planet today. No, thank you. I got this. No, thank you. I don't need your help. No, thank you. No, thank you. Okay, but I want you to know that you're right. You don't need the help, but the people who are offering it need to help you. You see, if we stop giving and sharing, it breaks the flow of abundance. So they may have whatever their motives are in mind. But here's something I'd like you to think about incorporating when you are approached by these so-called people wanting to help, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Got a little something for you. You ready for this?
Okay.
The next time someone approaches you and tries to offer you help, or you're questioning their motives, just tell them, I will allow you to help me so you can show God how thankful you are for the blessings you've received.
That's beautiful.
That way you're doing them a favor. Connection that's said about where folks that you have helped in past life experiences are coming or going to want to reach out and help you now. Now, they may have some different ulterior motives when they reach out to help you, okay? So that's why you can use that I just shared with you. I'll allow you to help me so you can show God how thankful you are for the blessing you have received. That'll put them right in line, put them in check, get them back on the straight and narrow, and give you the help, but there'll be no strings attached. Because if there's anything you do not like is when something has strings attached, because you came here to express freedom and independence. Self-employment is going to be almost mandatory for you. When is your birthday?
7/7/1973.
7/7? Yes. Okay. Whenever your month and day match, it's a tip-off. It means you are an old soul. You've been here many times before. 7 is the number of faith and wisdom. So you are a teacher and a minister. You're here to share your wisdom. Your intuition is second to none, and you can always pick up a fraud a mile away. You have a special gift, and it's the gift of you are a human lie detector. You have a special gift, and that gift is creative visualization. And by that I mean, you never have to worry about how things are. When you're an old soul, just visualize how you want them to be and be prepared for them to take form. The scripture says if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Well, 7 is the number of faith, and you've got 2 of them. So you are a mountain mover. You're also you also have the gifts and talents to be a musician and a speaker. Okay? When you add your month, day, and year together, 7 and 7 is 14. Your year adds up to 20. There's a scripture about the number 20. It's blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called the children of God. That's the number 2, the peacemaker, and 0, children of God. When we add 14 to 20, it's 34, and 3 plus 4 is 7. So your energy is focused and concentrated on this number 7, which means you came here to be a specialist, to specialize in one.
And also the 7th child.
Wow. So you're really focused on that 7. On the 7th day, God rested. So more than any other number, the 7 needs quiet time by themselves. Okay, I have to tell people, I'm not being antisocial. It's not that I don't like you. I'm not being antisocial. But you're going to have to get away by yourself, preferably near water or out in nature. That will heal you. But you're a writer, a teacher, and a lecturer, and a specialist. Whatever your specialty is, no one will do it better than you.
You are amazing.
be prepared this year. Be prepared this year. This is going to be a year where if you have been using your writing abilities, if you have been using your musical abilities, you're going to start, people are going to find you. You're going to be discovered. The spotlight is going to fall on you for something, for your specialty. You want to be recognized, and it's something you would do out of love, but because you've been true to it, the universe is going to start to pay you for it. And people are going to start to seek you out for your expertise.
Thank you, caller.
Well, thank you. Gratitude.
That's August. Get ready in August. I see you launching a business in August.
Gratitude. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless.
Calling in. Better love. All righty. Let's go to 805-708. 805.
I woke up this morning to interview Jamie Lynn Sigler about that amazing Super Bowl commercial. What a secret this did on for you.
The best secret I've ever.
All right. 347-805. 347-805.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Greetings,
Good evening, Beth. Good evening to your guests.
Two things I wanted to offer before I get a reading, but I want to know, is Dr. X okay?
Yes, to my knowledge. Yes, he just needed a break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, first thing I wanted to add to the just to let everyone know that they in Canada they declared martial law. So the truck drivers protesting the mandates of being classified as enemies of the state. And they invoked the Emergency Powers Act, making the president, who, as we all know, he likes to wear blackface. He's a dictator now. He doesn't have to go to Congress. So the truckers and their families and their supporters, bank accounts are being frozen with no due process. They don't have to go to court to do it, none of that. Just the judge orders it. License are being suspended. People are being arrested. So this is all part of the mandate, which I expect to come here next. And the other thing I wanted to add, because I had some numbers to back up, you know, what I was going to say here. They had 769 murders last year in Chicago. And that's only the second time since 1999 if they was over 700 murders. And in 1974... there was 970 murders in Chicago. In 73, 864. 71, there was 824. 1970, there was 810. There wasn't any hip-hop music back then. You know, it's not the musical frequency. It's something else that's driving, you know, this thing. That's way before hip-hop was invented. You know, in the same trend, if you look at New York, L.A., Atlanta, the murder rate didn't increase with hip-hop, you know. It was murders way before hip-hop was invented, or black people was killing each other. And I just wanted to say that. I wanted to give you my name, though, Thomas Smith. And my birth date is 8-12-77.
Okay, Thomas, the number 12 in numerology is called the number of the genius. So there's going to be times where everybody's going to think you're wrong, and you're going to be the only one that's right. 1 + 2 = 3. 3 stands for expression, singing, painting, dancing, writing, speaking, anything artistic, decorative, and colorful. It also stands for youth. So if you're in a room with children there, they'll be drawn to you like a magnet. Keep your ID with you. Nobody's going to believe your age when you tell them. The number 8, we talked a lot about that. That's the symbol for money, power, and authority. Also, will give you athletic ability. Michael Jordan, born the 17th. Muhammad Ali was a 17. So these are gifts that you have. The ability to express yourself, mental clarity, physical prowess, the ability to work with money and power. Your year, 1977, adds up to 24. 1 and 9 is 10. 7 and 7 is 14. And 2 + 4 = 6. That's the number of the servant. So you're here to be of service, to teach, counsel, nurture, give advice, and to rescue people in need. The number 24, as mentioned before in the program, is called the family entrepreneur vibration. So many 24s love their family so much, they're able to establish commercial enterprises and hire their families. Okay, Walt Disney and his brother, the Disney guys, they were an example of that, and people are still talking about Disneyland today. So that's the potential that you have in terms of building wealth and establishing industry, utilizing your creative imagination from the 12 and your ability to work with money, power, and authority. What's your first name again?
Thomas.
Yeah,
Thomas.
That's the number 20.
Yeah. T-H-O-M-A-S.
That's the number 22. Thomas. That's called the master builder vibration. You have a master's calling. The master numbers are double digits. Yours are the double twos. As of the 4, 4 stands for work in order. When the 22 shows up, you have to be careful of workaholic tendencies, okay? Work all the time is not going to enable you to enjoy what you came here to build. But make no mistake, you did come here to build an enterprise. You got a middle name?
I'm sorry, I keep muting myself, so I'm in a loud place. I'm Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H.
And what's your last name?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Okay, Joseph is the number one, and Smith is the 24, a 6, just like your year. So that will enhance the potential for having that family business that I mentioned before. Now, the name Joseph, that's going to put you in some very interesting situations. When you find out about Joseph, well, first of all, it's the number one, which is leadership, okay? Leadership, having your own business, being number one, the first, the fastest. Everybody knows what that number means, and it's your middle name, Joseph, leadership. So that's a helping energy. It's going to give you an opportunity to have your own business and to be a leader. But it also is going to put you in a situation where, like the story says in the scripture, Joseph had the coat of many colors. His brothers were jealous. They threw him in a pit, sold him into slavery. He was lied on, ended up in jail. But by the time the story was over, Joseph was called the shots, the number two man. He was the number two man. He got called out of prison because of his ability to interpret dreams. So this gives you, it means you have spiritual attributes. When we add 22 for your first name, the 28 for your middle name, and the 24 for your last name, it adds up to 74, and 7 plus 4 is 11. And that two ones, another master number, and it's called the master teacher and the master of light and illumination. So like the Joseph in the prison, you have an affinity with spiritual things, a direct connection. Spoke to another 11, and I mentioned you have the ability, if you use prayer and meditation, to know things are going to happen before they do, to illuminate the path of others. You may also be a writer or have automatic writing experiences because the number 11 is the number of light. So it gives you the ability to receive spiritual information and to translate it into a form that the rest of us can understand. Music, poetry, some 11s are drummers. Some 11s play guitar. They use music. Some 11s are speakers. Some 11s are politicians. But that number 11 will put you on the spotlight in some shape or form because you're here to be an example for the rest of us. And if you use your ability to communicate and write, something you write can make it to the big screen. You could have a global impact. Have you ever thought about having your own business?
Actually, I have. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. That's the promise. That was your promise. That 24 and Smith, I call it the family entrepreneur business. So there's going to be cousins and uncles and brothers and who are going to want to join you in your quest to establish that business. But just make sure you're the one in charge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thomas.
This is your year. And November is the
month. All right. November. Okay. Let's go to 718-453.
Yes. Good evening, family. Hello, Bev.
Good evening. Hi.
Hello to your guests. Yes, same here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So my name is Janetha Simpson - Pierpoint. My date of birth is 5/3/1960.
Okay. Your month, the number 5, is a symbol for freedom. The number 3 is a symbol for expression and youth. So you're here to be a change agent and to work with young people, to use your voice, your ability to communicate. Singing, painting, dancing, any type of artistic endeavor is showing up. your year is the number 16. And as I mentioned to a caller before, that's the number that can bring you fame. But it also is a warning number. The 16 is popularized, or I should say dramatized, by the story of the Tower of Babel. Nimrod was a mighty hunter trying to build a tower to God. God strikes the tower with lightning and scatters the language, scattered people, confuses the language. It's called the story of the Tower of Babel. Are right. you familiar with that story?
Yes.
From that story comes the saying, pride precedes the fall. And that's the number 16. It's called the number of the awakening. So okay. it's sort of like a warning number. It says, be humble or be humble. Now, don't mistake me. I'm saying that you had the potential to become famous because of that 16. So it gives you a great deal of influence, the ability to communicate clearly, to write effectively, and to have an impact on people. Tupac was a 16. Janet Jackson is a 16. But if you forget, it's all coming from God, and God is just using you, you know, it can all fall down hard. So you're a writer.
From,
six, the word book. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You said from the 16, it can either come powerful or
fame,
it could have a fall as well.
Fame and fortune. Fame and fortune, or you can lose it all. And I use Janet Jackson and Tupac as examples. They were both born on the 16th.
That's true.
Fame and fortune, or you can lose it all. And the determining factor is remembering to be of service, keeping other people ahead of yourself, and being humble. Pride and arrogance precede the fall. Everybody's heard that. Pride precedes the fall. Pride precedes the fall. Say it all the time. But what they don't realize is the converse is true. If pride precedes the fall, then humility will bring the rise. Humility always uplifts. So it's something 16s have to always keep in mind. Your 5 and 3 is an 8. 8 and 16 is 24. That's another number that's been emerging tonight, the number 24. This is the number 24 year that we're in. So you're going to do very well this year. It's harmonizing. This year is in the same energy as your month, day, and year, and up. 5 plus 3 is 8. 8 and 16 is 24. And this year, 2 plus 0 plus 22. It's a 24 year. So I don't know if you ever thought about having your own business, but it's something you could do. You're definitely here to be of service, to teach, counsel, nurture, give advice, and rescue people in need. Okay? But I want to share something with you.
Okay.
You've probably discovered this. You can't save everybody. There'll be times you'll have to learn to let go and let God. You're not deserting those people when you do that. You're just creating a space. The universe hates a void. You're creating a space where someone can come in that can help them. Your metaphysical rope goes about 50 feet long. So if you find someone who falls into a hole 45, 50 feet, maybe even 52 feet, if you lean over the hole, you can pull them out. But if they're falling into a hole 53 feet or maybe 100 feet deep, and you start leaning over that hole and they grab the rope, they're going to pull you into the same mess they're in.
Correct.
So it's a balancing act. You're here to rescue, but you can't save everybody. So you have to learn to heed the physical symptoms. You will always know when someone is in too deep, and you're going to feel something in your stomach like a pain or something, will, your body will let you know this person is going to be too heavy. But if you go beyond that physical symptom, then you're taking the risk of being pulled in. We have free will. Some sixes like to get pulled into the hole and play the martyr. But I tell all my number six clients, Jesus already did that. You don't have to.
Correct. Well, I must say that you are correct on every single point given. Every single point. You have not missed one step in your description and assessment given for my birthday anyway, and energy. So I could only thank you and let you know that moving forward, you are doing the right thing, and you are assisting the people as you are, and to keep striving to do that, you're doing a remarkable job.
Thank you. Thank you for
and
that.
And you two are here to
thank you.
Be a servant to humanity, you and Beth both. So thank you guys so much, and I will, when
you.
The show is over, re-listen and take all of it in. Thank you.
Thank you so
and
much.
Have a good,
better love.
And have a good
night. Okay.
Have a good night.
All right.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
Beverly,
we're going
like
to this
I
is
may.
Our.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just
going
to
say.
Last one. Okay. Well, I'll
yeah.
Hold,
go ahead. Don.
I'll hold what I was going to say and do this last one.
No,
I'll
say what you're going to say
and wait.
You awake?
Okay.
All right.
You're the number eight. You're the one. I was just going to say
okay.
for all your listeners and people who if you contact my website at craigiewright.com, and if you want to get a 12-month forecast, if you want to look ahead to know what's in store, I can tell a lot of people these different months and dates, the timing.
Can you get closer to the phone? Dr. Craig, can you get, because we can't hardly hear you. Can you get closer to the phone?
Yes. How's that?
Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, much better.
I was just going to say, tell everyone, if you go to my website and order a six-month forecast and mention the show, I'll give you 6 months for free. So order six months and you'll get a 12-month forecast by mentioning the show.
Wow.
Timing is
excellent. Yes, it is. Thank you for that, Dr. Craig. Okay, now everybody else, y'all can go to Dr. Craig Wright. You can go to his website. You just heard what he's offering here. So this is our last caller here. We're running out of time. 111. Hello, 111. Okay, I'm going to move on.
Hello.
Okay, we hear you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
We hear you.
Alrighty. First time caller.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone's doing fine.
Good.
Okay. So do I give my
could I have your first name?
Terry with a Y.
T-E-R-Y. Okay, and your birth date?
July 10th, 1963.
Okay. You are indeed what we call in numerology an old soul.
Wow.
An old soul. And that is because your day and your year are both the same number. They're both number ones. The 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. And your year, 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 3, as of the 19, 1 and 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So it's double number one energy. So your birthday represents your gifts. So you're here to be a leader. You've been given the gift of leadership. The number 7 gives you a very, very excellent mind, the ability to accumulate facts. So you could easily be a doctor or someone who is here to be an innovator, not an imitator, someone who's going to do things or bring something new here into the universe is going to be communicated through you. And you definitely came here to be a service. Okay, you can't avoid giving to others. You may end up being the one that takes care of your parents, or you may even feel like you were adopted in terms of getting along with other members in your family from time to time, but you'll be the one who gets that responsibility anyway. That's the one thing. The one thing you came here to make sure that you do is to share love, caring, to be the responsible one. So that's why everything is falling on you, in case you've been wondering. Now, you may not have a lot of help for these things because you're a 10. And the 10 means it's you and God. Number one, that's you. Zero is God. So a lot of situations, that's all there's going to be. No one cheering you on. No one telling you, yeah, you can do it. It'll seem like you're just kind of out there on your own. But remember, we are never, ever, ever alone. So you're here to carry burdens that others think are too heavy, but to say, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. Your birth path is at number 9. 7 plus 10 is 17. Your year is a 19. That adds up to 36. 3 plus 6 is 9. That's the number of the inventor, the 36. That's the number of the person who says, it doesn't matter if I have to give because I know the giver gets more. So it's called the number of selfless giving. And so it means you're an old soul, you're very, very wise, and you're going to have people telling you, oh, they're taking advantage of you, Terry. How can you keep doing that, Terry? But that's what you came here to do. Your faucet is on give, and it's unconditional because your gift is to express true love, not the love that says, what's in it for me? If you do this, and I'll do this, and that's one hand washing the other. No, that's not love. True love asks for nothing, and that's the number 9. So your mission, your gift, is to be God's hand on earth. So when God wants to bless someone, it's coming through you.
Oh.
It's going to come through you. And if you can be a cheerful giver, he will increase your store and the resources that you have for giving. So I don't know if you ever thought about it, but I would strongly suggest you consider a 501c3 with your propensity for wanting to give and to be a philanthropist. You have the chart of a philanthropist. A lot of people call me up and ask me, what's the winning number, Dr. Wright? I tell them it's not that type of numerology. You know, it's spiritual. I'm not giving out winning numbers. But the only reason why I brought that up is because people born in the 10th often win the lottery.
What? I haven't won yet.
They often
There's many the lotteries.
Because
yeah.
The 10 means starting again.
Okay.
That's what it means. When we count, we go up to the number 9. After the 9 comes the 10. So the 10 literally means starting again. And what that means is you're going to be starting and starting and starting again. Things you start are going to come to an end, and you'll have to start again, over and over and over. But each time, the universe will provide for you the resources that you need to do so.
Okay. Wow.
So you probably won't be in one place too long before you have to start again. But you definitely have an entrepreneur's chart. Your chart shows you will be introduced to finances and money early in life, see the splendor of bling and all the things finances can do, and realize it doesn't mean a thing.
Mm.
It's only about how it can help people.
Right. Okay.
So you might start off in corporate America and just get turned off by it and start to pursue philanthropic things. You also are a healer. I don't know if you realize it, but you have the gift of laying hands on people.
What does that mean?
Well, you're a healer, and you can heal with your hands.
Wow.
Reiki, massage therapy, a lot of different modems.
Okay.
Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Energy healing.
Wow.
All right, Carla.
Yes, you're,
well, thank you.
You're a healer.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Better love.
Better love.
Okay. All right, Dr. Craig Wright, it was awesome, as always. You are awesome. And remember, if you do go to his website, he has an offer there. What are you going to give them again, Dr. Wright?
Well, if you go to the website and order a six-month forecast, I'm going to give you an additional 6 months for free. So
wow.
You end up with
all
a 12-month forecast for the same price of a six. But you just put in the notes that you have to mention this show, Truth to Power,
Truth
to get the
to
discount.
Power. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate you. You was truly blessed. And you keep up your good work on this planet at
Thank
this
you.
Time. We really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Look forward
Thank you for the
to
opportunity
talking to you
share.
Again. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Okay, everyone, we are leaving now. I'll be back tomorrow. No, I'll be back Thursday. And so better love, everyone.